The nightclub sits directly on the sand. Barcelona's beachfront stretches wide and well lit. Security cameras on every corner, bouncers at every door. Thousands of tourists packing the Barceloneta Strip on any given March night. It is one of the most surveilled entertainment districts in Southern Europe. And yet James Gracie walked into that nightclub, and no one. Not the cameras, not the bouncers, not the hundreds of people around him can fully account for what happened next. On Thursday, March 19, 2026, Spanish police confirmed what his family had been praying was not true. James Gracie, 20 years old, a student at the University of Alabama, was dead. His body had been recovered from the waters off Barcelona. A search that had begun when Gracie failed to return from a night at a beachfront club was over. The question that now consumes investigators, his family, and the American consulate is the one that should have been the easiest to answer in a venue packed with people and cameras. What happened to him? I have followed cases where the answer takes years. I have followed cases where the answer never comes. What distinguishes the Gracie case from both is this. The evidence should exist. It should be right there, on hard drives in a Barcelona nightclub security office, on the phones of hundreds of witnesses, on body cameras worn by the first responders who were called to search. The disturbing reality of this case is not that James Gracie disappeared from somewhere remote and unwatched. He disappeared from the center of one of Europe's most documented nightlife corridors. That makes the silence more alarming, not less. James Gracie was 20 years old. By most accounts, a student at the University of Alabama, a school with a significant culture of international travel and study abroad programs. Barcelona has long been among the most popular European destinations for American students. It is, by nearly every conventional measure, considered safe. Hundreds of thousands of Americans visit each year, without incident. The city has a robust tourist infrastructure, a functional police presence, and an entertainment district along the Barceloneta beachfront that has operated for decades as one of the continent's most organized nightlife zones. According to reporting by the New York Times, Gracie disappeared during a visit to a beachfront nightclub in Barcelona. Police confirmed the basic contours. He was at the venue, and at some point he was not. His body was found in the water. Spanish authorities announced the discovery Thursday. What investigators have not yet publicly confirmed, and what sources close to the case have not yet answered, is the window of time between when Gracie was last seen inside or near the club and when his body entered the water. In cases involving Barcelona's beachfront nightlife district, that window matters more than almost anything else. Here is what I can tell you from documented patterns in comparable cases. Barcelona's Barceloneta beach area has been the site of multiple incidents involving American and European tourists who were last seen at nightclubs and later found in the Mediterranean. The Barcelona police maintain a unit that responds to reports of missing tourists in the beach district. The protocol includes review of nightclub surveillance footage, witness canvassing, and, when bodies are recovered from the water, forensic evaluation to determine whether a person entered voluntarily, accidentally, or under duress. The recurring anomaly in these cases is what investigators call the gap. The period between last confirmed sighting and point of entry into the water that surveillance and witness accounts cannot fill. In the Gracie case, that gap is the thread everything else will follow. When someone close to Gracie, a friend, a fellow student, a host contact, reported him missing, Spanish police activated the search while the trail was still potentially warm. That matters because it means the window for surveillance retrieval, witness identification, and biological evidence collection was still open at the moment. Investigators began working. Whether they were able to capitalize on that window is something Barcelona authorities have not yet publicly addressed. What Spanish police do for a missing tourist in that district follows a documented procedure. First, they pull internal footage. Most Barcelona beachfront clubs are required to maintain a minimum of 72 hours of surveillance on interior and entrance cameras. Second, they canvass door staff. Experienced bouncers at busy venues often retain detailed mental logs of specific patrons, particularly lone American visitors, who stand out in a predominantly European crowd. Third, if there is any indication the individual moved toward the water, they coordinate with Barcelona's maritime rescue units, which operate continuously along the harbor and coastal zone. The detail that does not make immediate sense is this. The body was found in the water. Barcelona's Barceloneta Beach is a public beach that runs directly alongside the nightclub strip. The water is shallow near the shore for a significant distance. In daylight, or in the active nighttime hours, when the beach is populated with late-night foot traffic, a person in distress near the waterline is potentially visible from multiple angles. According to the timeline as reported, Gracie disappeared at night during his visit to the nightclub. His body was recovered Thursday. If his disappearance was reported before Thursday, there was a period, potentially spanning multiple days, during which he was either in the water or somewhere between the club and the water without being located. That timeline is the one investigators are now working backward from, hour by hour. The trap in cases like this is not the nightclub itself. The trap is the assumption that more surveillance means more answers. In documented cases involving tourists who disappeared from beachfront venues in Mediterranean cities, surveillance footage has proven simultaneously comprehensive and insufficient. You can see who someone was with. You can see the direction they walked when they left. What the cameras do not always capture is what happened once a person moved past the last fixed lens and entered the transitional space between the lit interior of the club and the dark open water beyond the beach. Barcelona investigators know this. Their procedures account for it. The question that defines both forensic and behavioral tracks in a case like this is precise. Was there anyone with James Gracie in that transitional space? What Spanish police have confirmed is limited. His body was found. His identity was established. The investigation is ongoing. What remains unconfirmed includes cause of death, manner of death, whether any persons of interest have been identified, and what the nightclub surveillance footage showed. What forensic evidence will address first, according to documented Spanish investigative procedures, is time of death relative to last confirmed sighting, the presence or absence of external injury, inconsistent with drowning alone, and toxicological findings. That last element carries specific weight in this geographic context. Toxicology matters for a documented reason. Barcelona's nightlife district has, over the past decade, been the subject of multiple documented reports of drink spiking incidents targeting tourists. Spanish law enforcement has investigated and documented cases in which individuals were rendered unconscious or severely impaired through substances added to their drinks without their knowledge. When a young tourist is recovered from the water after an evening in a beachfront club, toxicology is among the first forensic priorities. Not because the outcome is assumed, but because the documented pattern in this specific area requires it to be ruled in or out. This is not speculation about what happened to James Gracie. It is documented investigative protocol applied to a documented geographic pattern. Whether toxicology findings emerge as relevant to his case is something only the forensic evidence will determine. But the procedure exists because the pattern is real, and investigators in Barcelona have been trained to treat it as a live hypothesis until the evidence closes it. The gap, the silence between the nightclub and the water, is exactly what forensic pathology, surveillance analysis, and witness testimony exist to fill. Whether that gap closes in this case, and how, will define what his family is allowed to know. Cases like James Gracie's do not resolve cleanly in the first 72 hours. Spanish investigative procedure is methodical. Forensic results take time. Surveillance footage from a busy nightclub environment takes time to analyze frame by frame. Witness interviews in a multilingual tourist district take time to conduct, record, and translate for the families and consular officials waiting on the other end of a phone call in Alabama. What his family is doing right now tonight is something no family should have to do. They are waiting for information that should have been simple to obtain from a venue equipped with cameras, staffed by dozens of people, in a city with an active police presence in one of its most watched districts. They are being told the investigation is ongoing. They are being asked to hold on, I have followed cases that resolved with clarity. The evidence lined up. The footage showed what happened. The witnesses remembered the right details. The forensics confirmed it. Those cases, as painful as they were, gave families something solid to hold, an answer. I have also followed cases where the gap never fully closed, where the surveillance footage had one blind spot in exactly the wrong place, where the witnesses remembered conflicting things, each of them certain they were right, where the forensics pointed toward multiple possibilities, and the investigation stalled at the point where certainty was required and evidence was insufficient. The Gracie case is too new to know which kind it will be. What I can tell you is that the evidence that matters exists somewhere, on a hard drive, in a Barcelona nightclub security office, in the findings of a Spanish forensic pathologist, in the memory of someone who was standing near the exit when Gracie left, in the water itself, in the form of physical evidence that trained investigators are trained to find and trained to lose if the clock runs too long. The question his family is asking tonight, and that American consular officials will be pressing Spanish authorities to answer, is the same question. It was the moment his name was reported. What happened to James Gracie between the last moment he was visible on a camera inside that beachfront nightclub and the moment his body entered the Mediterranean? That question has an answer. It is in the evidence. And whether that evidence is recovered, preserved, and assembled into something coherent is now entirely in the hands of investigators working a case in a city 6,000 miles from his home. Until that gap closes, everything else is speculation. And speculation is not what his family needs.